You're well behind. That was, you were saying five when it was on two.
Ah!
Mate, you are such
what
a...
What are we?
Oh, Clive.
Well,
oh, dear. Two seconds in. Mike.
We are live.
Oh,
live.
This is the first ever time, I think, well, actually...
Ooh.
Yep. It is. I'm going to say it. It's the first ever time there's been a football match on the TV while we're doing this podcast, I think.
Yeah, usually we wait until the end, don't we? And it's a good match as well.
It's a good match. Are you going to tell them what it is?
Yeah, Real Madrid versus Man City. Or Man City versus Real Madrid. Man City are the home team, I suppose. And it is going to distract the shit out of me.
It's good. It is.
You distract me, Clive.
Go!
Oh, yeah, there's going to be a lot of that.
Yeah, got to be finishing those.
So, obviously, no Premier League fixtures at the weekend, and we all are now out of the FA Cup. So, well done, London. So, London is not the FA Cup. Hey. I think Palace is still in it, and maybe Millwall. So, who cares about it anymore? At least Liverpool won't win it as well.
Yeah.
So, we're not going to talk about... the games, and unless anyone really wants to quickly talk about Chelsea Brighton or Tottenham versus Villa.
Villa. No, good, mate. I mean, I didn't watch the game.
You're on your 2 week break of not watching Spurs.
2 week break of not watching Tottenham. So I do apologise, people, for the next few weeks on the podcast.
Ange has done this to him.
My mental health is more important than fucking Tottenham. No, I don't even start.
But you play such good football. Why wouldn't you want to watch it?
Clive, I'm not buying, mate.
Are you still Angin or?
I am still Angin.
Are you waiting for him to stop being tired, like he said?
Ange or Tottenham?
Ange said that. Apparently he was like, I saw a video about this and I don't know if any of you have seen it when he was like, they're tired, mate. That one. He literally did say that. I'm not just taking
Ange? Is he here?
I haven't seen it.
But I don't know whether it's AI or not, but I hope it isn't. But yeah, he said it in the post-match interview against Villa. So, that's something. Just basically kicking off again.
It's not as bad as Arteta blaming the flight of the ball, though, is it?
Different balls.
Did you hear the Newcastle chant?
Yeah.
That was great.
It's funny. It's always fun when we take things out of context, isn't it?
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it? It's always fun when you shit on a good joke, Clive.
So if we don't want to talk about the games, I mean, the only thing, I didn't see the Chelsea-Brighton game. I did watch the Spurs-Villa game.
I don't know why you did that.
Well, because I enjoy watching Spurs at the moment greatly. I did miss the first minute, though, which is a bit of a shame. But Morgan Rodgers, what a player he's turning into, like, for Villa. There's going to be some big, big, big teams coming for him soon, I think.
I mean, I don't know if he'll go, though. Some of the signings Villa are making at the moment, they're building a really good squad, I think.
I mean, the ones they brought in January were more loans, weren't they? And apparently they had to sell for PSR, so I don't know how well the books are balanced at the moment. So I think a couple of players could go in the summer again.
Oh,
get there.
Oh,
what a save. the goalkeeper should be well out to that.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting him to get on the end of that.
I don't disagree. Like, what is it, Asensio and Marcus Rashford?
It's a great sign.
Better.
Yeah,
Asensio is a great sign.
And they got Marlon as well, didn't they?
Yeah, he was from Dortmund, or he's from Germany, wasn't he? That they signed him from.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Dortmund, but he had a pretty good Euros, didn't he? He's one of the standout players in the Euros.
He can't be onside there.
Oh,
mate. There's a flag.
Real Madrid could be about 5-1 up by now.
We need to learn how to finish from Arsenal, didn't they?
What the fuck is?
No, that's spoken, eh?
I mean... Because you all gaslit me a little bit on the old last podcast, we should talk about Arsenal Man City.
Oh, fuck me. Do we have to talk about Arsenal? God, can't think of anything worse. End the podcast there.
Right, let's talk about transfers.
Just a minute, Clive. If we are going to talk about Arsenal, we could talk about the Arsenal-Newcastle game because that wasn't in the last podcast, was it? Do you want to talk about that?
I mean, we can do.
Yeah, please, please. I can listen to that.
Yeah, we lost 4-0 on aggregate. Both games, we had our chances, didn't take them.
Consistent.
They did. And the flight of the ball was horrible. Different ball, different cup,
innit? Losing no idea or Jules Clive.
Like the FA Cup. Bin off that white shirt and we might go through to the fourth round. Bin off those balls in the Carling Cup and we might get into a final.
Bin off VAR, bin off referees.
Yeah, that's pretty much right.
Yeah.
But shall we talk about January transfer windows? Obviously, wasn't too much activity for
any of us, Arsenal. Really. Let's start with Arsenal.
Cool, let's start with Arsenal. And we're finished. So
it's brilliant.
Yeah, we didn't sign anyone. So yeah, brilliant. Well done. Yeah,
obviously, I can hear the anger a bit in there. Do you think, I asked this question now, thinking that where you are in the league at the moment, I know we sort of touched on this before about strikers and stuff like that. Not necessarily to say a striker, but do you think there could have been some players that you may have got in to strengthen up the squad overall, not just a striker, overall, to keep you in that top four fighting at least for the
kind of
Premier League.
As we kind of touched on last week, for me, I think the club's looked at it and gone, we've got the minutest chance of winning the Premier League.
Yeah.
So don't spend stupid money now on players to come in that aren't really going to get us over that line.
Mm.
If you could find a player that would help in the Champions League and push us for that, but the striker we're talking about or was talking about is Ollie Watkins and he would be cut out. Yeah. So I don't even think he would be able to register him for the Champions League anyway.
No.
So I can see the bigger picture in why spend 60 million on say the striker at the moment. Why not wait until the summer and get the number one target?
Not struggling for money, are you? I mean, it's not that, mind you. You're the only team that can really challenge Liverpool.
Yeah, but as I say, if they win their game in hand, they're 9 points clear. So
there's a lot of ifs.
There is, but I think it's the right decision by the club to not sign. And if we could get our number one striker in January for however much we spend for him in the summer, and the selling club would be willing to sell him, then we should have done it. But I don't think that was a possibility. I think the fact that Villa have offered us Ollie Watkins kind of also suggests they think he's probably on his way out. As I say, he's only scored one more goal than Kai Havertz this season in the Premier League. So I don't know if he's the answer. I don't think he is the answer. So yeah, I think that would be chucking 60 million down the drain. If that would stop us then from going and signing a £100 million striker in the summer, for instance. In other areas, I would have liked to strengthen as well. A left winger.
I really thought you was going to say left back then.
I mean, if we ever get some fit fullbacks back, we're going to be overloaded and we're going to look to sell for sure. Like, we've got Tomiyasu and Ben White to come back. Ben White started training again now, so. But yeah, I would have liked to have seen a left winger come into the club as well. But if we're waiting for the right player in the summer, then I think it's, again, if we were 2 points or 3 points behind Liverpool, then yeah, go and spend that money if it's going to get us over the line. But I don't think it's not tight enough to do that at the moment. So I'm not really, I'm annoyed, but I'm not annoyed at the same time. If it's a kind of, I'll be fuming if we don't sign a striker in the summer now.
Yeah. I guess the issue now is if your players, if you pick up any injuries in those crucial areas, you know what the fans are going to say. Like, let's say you pick up a couple of, I don't know, Odegaard gets injured, or even Havertz, to be fair, considering he's like a utility player for you at the moment, can fit in most places.
And the likelihood is he's going to pick up a niggle at some point, because he's playing so much, and he's, like they talk about the red zones and stuff like that. He's got to be approaching that, the amount of minutes he's played.
Yeah.
And it's not like he's shy of work as well. He's 100% all of the time. He tracks. So, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if we get one or two more injuries in key areas. I believe Saka's training again now as well. So hopefully he'll be back in the next couple of matches. But yeah, it will rub people up. Like, I think depending on how fit Ethan Nwori stays as well, when we start getting Saka back, you've got a good young utility rotation player there. Miles Lewis-Skelly is a midfielder, so when we've got more fullbacks fully fit, he can fit in there as well. And as much as it's nice to see some of the young players get the chances, if we're really pushing for the title, if Liverpool do slip up, you kind of need to share the workload around. So hopefully they do get more and more minutes.
I think that's a concerning thing, is that if Liverpool do slip up and then you guys feel like you can catch them and then you pick up those knocks, I would be looking at January and be like, why the fuck did you not sign a couple of players for that possibility of Liverpool slipping up and then you just coming in at the last minute? It's much easier to chase than it is to be chased. I feel like sometimes when you're in the
pressure, the pressure's definitely on Liverpool rather than Arsenal in that sense. But I just think, like, from, as I said, I think the percentage chance wise of actually winning, of winning the title now this season, I think the club's probably looked at the bigger picture and said, we're not going to pick up anyone. Like, they talk a lot about value. So we value a player at this amount of money. I don't think we would have got value for money at all in the January transfer window. So I'm not that annoyed. But again, if we finish 2 points short at the end of the season and we've drawn a game 1-1 where we could have had a striker to put the ball in the back of the net, if Kai Havertz has missed 5 chances, 6 chances during the game, ask me again and I'll probably be fuming.
So I think realistically you would, even to think about it now, you have to have the goal in your head to win every single game for the rest of the season.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said last week. Yeah.
Yeah. So even if you did bring in a striker, how realistic is that? Even if you did get Ollie Watkins, do you know what I mean? Like, I know it's maybe a minute percentage that maybe it could be lifted by, but I'm not sure personally how much of an advantage you would have by getting that striker. I agree with you, Clive. I
think. Yeah, and that's exactly as I say, like, and you're agreeing with us. If we spent 60 mil on Ollie Watkins, we still don't win the league this season. Then we've got Ollie Watkins next season. I don't know if he offers enough for Arsenal to win the league. And I know Mitchell kind of alluded to it last week. He's an Arsenal fan. He's a fairy tale story, but it doesn't mean he's going to be good enough to help us win the league.
I'm still of the mindset. Yeah, I get it. It is a little bit of a gamble, but fucking hell. I mean, you are knocking on the door. I know they've got the game in hand, but you've only lost one more game than them. So you're kind of consistent anyway. It's not out of the realms of possibility to win all of your remaining games, but what would have absolutely helped with that is a striker.
Yeah, this is
nothing. And I understand Ollie Watkins hasn't been great this season for Villa, but I do think there's things going on behind closed doors. I don't know. I think it might have been worth the gamble.
I just think, again, if it stops us from buying a number one target in the summer, I'd rather wait for the number. No, and that's an unfair statement because I'd rather win the Premier League now. if you offered me,
it's going to be shit again next season. And all these other teams, I mean, a Forest going to be pressing next season?
City as well have obviously done the Chelsea move. I think they fear that they're going to get a transfer embargo. So they obviously went and smashed 170 million in this transfer window, which is ridiculous. Yeah. It's what they needed. They needed a refresh, but it's so fucking frustrating that they just go and spend.
You're probably in a better position than you realise you're in the fact that there is only one other team that's in this race at the moment. There's enough time left.
Liverpool got 15, Arsenal got 14.
If this was at the beginning of the season, and we're like 10 games in, and let's say you were 6 points behind, but not with the game in hand because of the way results were, you would be thinking, we're still in it. You've got 14 games, Clive. I mean, my math is terrible, but that's over 30 points. Yeah. to get. But I'm just saying. But like, that's a lot of points for them to slip up in games. They've got to play Man City, haven't they, again? Have they got to play yourselves?
They've got to play us at Anfield.
They've got to play Chelsea as well. I mean, you've got to look at it. Well, okay, we won't go that far. But like, they've got a lot of hard games, just like yourself, got a lot of hard games.
And that pressure's mounting.
I said we've got an easier run, in my opinion, because we've got the majority of our games now are at home. We had a lot of away games already this season. But I think the idea is the title's got, like, Liverpool, I don't see slipping up that much this season. They have been so consistent. Even when they're playing bad, even against Brentford the other week, I looked at my phone, it was 0-0 at 91st minute, and they win that game 2-0. They've got the world-class player in Mo Salah and Van Dijk.
Imagine if he gets injured.
Maybe.
Can we come back on tomorrow if Everton beat Liverpool?
We can do a little WhatsApp recording. I'd love it, obviously. But... yeah, I went full Kevin Keegan there. I'd love it if they beat them. but I don't see it. And maybe that's for the best as well, because my expectations are super low. So if it does happen, I can be over the moon. You guys are not going to want to record the end of the season podcast. So.
That's true. If you win it.
Yeah.
We'll just distract you by talking about something else like we did.
So let's move off of Arsenal and talk about all the players that left Chelsea. Have you got a list, Mitchell?
I've got a list. It's probably not as many as you think. I mean, half of them. Who knows who half of these players are?
One eternity later.
There's just a lot of... it's more loan spells, which
makes
sense. Was he a loan or was he sold?
He was a loan. I'm pretty sure he loaned him to AC Milan.
He'll be back again.
the whole João Felix thing is a mystery to me. Who decided to buy him? Was that Maresco?
I can't imagine Maresco decides to buy anyone other than Dubry Lewis, whatever his name is.
Dubry Hall. Dubry Lewis.
Why do you not include Pochettino in any of these? You instantly go to blame Potter for everything.
I mean, João Felix only coming in the summer, didn't he?
Yeah, but why would it be Potter then?
Nobody said Potter.
I did.
Mitchell.
No, I didn't. Did I?
Yeah.
Nah, edit that out, mate. I can't remember. I can't remember. I don't think it was a Maresca thing. So,
and again, Potter definitely didn't sign any players. He was just lumbered with players.
Yeah, he didn't have a fucking backbone. He was just like, yes, Mr. Cowboy, I'll do what you ask.
There we go.
I think Maresca could fall into that category as well. So,
Bob, don't start sticking up for Potter, all right? Just because you're hoping for a bit of magic now. He's going to be shit for you.
We'll see what he did there.
What was I going to say? Yeah, the Felix thing. It's bizarre. We loan him, we buy him, then we loan him out again.
The thing is, he didn't set the world alight when you loaned him the first time.
No, there's
And did he play somewhere else in the Premier League as well? Has he played for someone else in the Premier League?
Man United?
I'm sure he's played for someone else, yeah. And just never really got going for them either.
I might be wrong.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I've got a feeling he played for someone else.
But yeah, you're right. Yeah, there is flashes, but it's not enough. It's like a Madison, you know. He can create a bit of magic once a season. it's not enough. I wish we didn't spend the money on him, but that's the Chelsea way. We like to flash the cash. But the loanees make more sense to me. So Chilwell's gone to Palace. I still like Chilwell. It's just a shame.
I think that's a good move for Chilwell because he needs to start
playing. I think it's a good move for Chilwell, yeah, exactly. And yeah, he's got a Palace. Yeah, I think that's good. Chukwuemeka as well. I really like Chukwuemeka. He's obviously not been a favourite from Maresca, but he did get a few games last season. He looks bright. He's not going to beat anyone else into the team. So if he can turn up for Dortmund, that would be nice. De Zerzi is an interesting one because he's played a lot of games this season. But he had a couple of bad games in a row. I think Rex has just been like, I don't want you here, mate. Get out of my dressing room. But he's gone to Villa, so that would be interesting as well. See what happens there.
He's a player Tottenham were interested in as well, wasn't he?
Oh, he looks like a Tottenham player. Honestly, you can have him. A lot of mistakes in him. We'll probably sell him to you next season.
More likely.
Make a profit on it.
Well, now don't be silly. That's not right.
we'll make a loss on it. Yeah. That's what we like to do. And then the actual sales. I mean, the only one of note to me is Cesar Casady. He was a promising looking young lad and high on Zola's wish list to get in the squad, but it's not going to happen. It's a permanent move. He's gone to the Italian league.
You say it's not going to happen. Scott, Chelsea buying him back, all written all over it, right?
Yeah, he has a good season. And we'll spend 60 million to get him back. Fucking ridiculous. Nothing else really. I guess maybe the only other one, we already know Chalobah's back. We needed that, I think. David Fofana, we've got two Fofanas. David Fofana's come back. He's a striker. And I did think, well, yeah, that makes sense because our strikers aren't striking right now. And then I looked up his performance in the Turkish league. The Turkish league. He scored 2 goals in 9. I mean, that's just what we need.
Was he a starter for 90 minutes every single game, or was he a sub?
I'm going to say yes without actually checking, Luke.
Yeah, well, because I think sometimes those stats go a little bit under the radar for some players, and it's like it's only until they get proper game time then they start finishing. Like, he could have been coming the last 10 minutes to the last 4 games or something, and then he scored 2 goals starting. I don't know, but check him, Mitch.
Still not enough for me. But if he turns up, yeah, why not? Because fucking hell. I mean, Nkunku and everyone's favourite, Jackson, it's just not happening, is it? I'm surprised we didn't splash the cash. Not because I think we need to, except for a striker. And obviously, I don't know what you do about defence, to be honest, at the moment. but it's just unusual for us to not spend the money. Maybe we are trying to make sure we don't get a bit of trouble.
Yeah, I think PSR is playing a lot in that sense at the moment.
Yeah. But yeah, nothing else really stands out, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say I knew many of those names you just read out. So
good.
Oh,
yeah.
Go. Two all.
Desmond. Who fucking scored then?
City player.
Jesus Christ.
Well, Madrid scored. It's 2-0.
I didn't know what the score was. I've not got it on.
West Ham. Bob, quite happy with their ins and outs, I guess.
Well, yeah, it was only ins.
The manager.
And not Danny. I was quite happy. Evan Ferguson on a loan deal. Potter knows him. Gave him his debut. I think it'll be a good addition, especially where we're lacking so much in forward areas at the moment. Bowen's obviously come back now, but we're still struggling in that area. The other one was James Ward-Prowse ended his loan. So we've got him back. Which, yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm not overly happy. I'm not overly angry about it. Like, it's fine.
He's a player I think we both spoke about before. I couldn't tell you his best position. He's not a great defensive midfielder out and out. Is he a box-to-box midfielder? I don't think he's got that motor in him. Is he your best number 10? Probably doesn't come in the top three to number 10s, right?
Yeah. It's like I say, I'm kind of... I'm happy to have the replacement. I don't know where he would get in, but maybe Potter's got something in mind for him. So I don't know. But yeah, the main thing is getting Evan Ferguson in until the end of the season.
I think that's a great signing for you. If you can keep him fit, I think that'll be very good.
Yeah, definitely. And it should help us out for the rest of the season, especially with, I think, Somerville. We're still waiting to get back, which is looking likely to be April, apparently. And Falkrug is out and there's no return date disclosed yet. So it's definitely going to be a good deal, I think, anyway. But we'll just have to see how he performs. And if he performs well, hopefully we can actually get a deal together at the end of the season for him.
Is there an option to buy, do you know? Has that been discussed?
I think it's just a straight loan transfer at the moment. Yeah.
Cool. Tottenham, Lukey.
Well, it was a busy one for Spurs.
All deadline day as well, right?
Well, yeah, leave everything to the last minute, and that's typical Tottenham. Signings are good. We signed a youngster from Korea, then sent him out on loan. Standard when you sign the youngsters.
That to me is... Right, Son's in his last few years of contract. So
yeah, pretty much. They sent him out, Yang Ming-hyuk. Okay, I probably butchered that name. But then he went out to QPR on loan. So he's out there.
Yeah, so he's at least playing in England.
Yes. I think they want to get him up to standard, I guess, or close enough.
Someone did say to me that he is basically... the next Son, and not in a stereotypical kind of way.
Attacking winger, yeah, it's pace, good finishing.
Yeah.
We'll see where he goes from there. We've got the goalkeeper that we've all seen in, Antonin Kinski.
Yes, kind of jury's out on him. Even in the Villa game, so obviously he's mistaken for the first goal, but then he made three absolutely outstanding saves. To defend him.
Yeah,
he made some big saves that game.
Yeah, I guess it was a 1 minute in, and I don't know. He did probably weren't in it just yet because the game's just kicked off and he took the shot and it's happened. The keepers do, even the best of keepers make those mistakes. So I'll let him off because he's made those, obviously those other saves in the game and not really giving it away like we've seen with other goalkeepers. Danzo.
The defender,
he's looked all right, to be fair. He's looked solid. He's obviously got a bit to learn in terms of bringing the line up. I noticed from some of the highlights and stuff and what fans were saying is that he's not used to that play of Tottenham just yet, so he's just been dropped in the deep end and gone, here, there you go, start. But he's looked all right, good pace, strength, strong, reminds me a bit like what's his name? Who's like who we got rid of? Jaffet. I can't remember his name. Jaffet something. Tanganga, I think it was. Yeah, similar to him. And then Mathias Tel, the player that turned us down, and then
that's a whole debacle, wasn't it? Yeah, waiting for any other team to come in for him, and no other team did, and went.
No, I think United came in.
There you go. But apparently they wanted a Man United.
A celebration.
Man United didn't want to spend or pay a loan fee for him because they're giving him back and there's no option to buy for him or something, I think.
Yeah, but then they loaned him out to us and gave us the option to buy.
I know you weren't watching it, Luke, but he was probably your best player against Villa, other than Kinski after his
after his first mistake. And it was a great finish for his goal as well. Yeah. It's a really good ball and look from Son, and a great finish.
He played well, and he looked. You know, I've seen of him on like YouTube, as you do. He looked good with his feet, quick. Yeah, so that's what you need. And I think he might be one that goes out on the wing where Son is, and then Solanke up top.
Because that's where he came on the other day, isn't it? He came on the wing the other day when he made his debut. I'm pretty sure.
Did he play on the wing? No, he went up top.
Did he come off of Richarlison?
He came on Richarlison. He went up top. But he didn't get a chance, to be fair, against the Liverpool game. There's nothing he could have done. We were appalling. We were terrible. And then we had some youngsters go out on loan. So nothing to really shout about there. But yeah, the Mathisdale situation, you know, if he does well, he does well. I mean, we just need a player.
You've got nothing to lose from it, have you?
No.
And that's probably the crux of it. If you do have an option to buy as well, and he does turn into a bit of a good player, then happy days, you're going to buy him.
Yeah, I do feel for him though. Two games he plays and two cup games, and then we both get knocked out of the cup games.
100% knockout record so far.
Yeah, I know. It's like Harry Kane going to Bayern Munich and playing in the final and then not winning it. It's just, honestly, you can't make this show up with Tottenham. They are
shit.
I just think they're cursed, mate. I really do. I think they're just cursed. And it's just, I mean, even what's her name? I know I'm going a bit off of a bit on a tangent here, but Emma Raducanu?
Raducanu, that's what
I said. Yeah. And apples and oranges, or potato. I don't know what the fuck you want to call it. But yeah, well, anyway, with her, she wins the, I think it might have been the New York
US Open.
US Open.
The New York Slam.
I know, terrible facts, even though
I'll tell you what, Luke, this is a fucking great analogy, mate.
It's a super Spursy of you, right?
So she obviously wins that. Yeah. And then after that, you find that she's a Spurs fan. She wears a Spurs shirt. And she hasn't won anything.
Anthony Joshua lost his heavyweight championship at Spurs.
Yeah. I mean, you just can't make it up. It just seems to be. I mean, look at Arsenal. You wear a white T-shirt and you just can't fucking win a game.
Exactly.
You know, it's just something about Spurs. And no matter what manager comes at Tottenham, sometimes you just have to put it down as curse now. I mean, we've had the best managers in the world and they still can't get Tottenham to win a fucking trophy. Maybe we'll bring Harry Redknapp back.
So I've got a question to ask you as well. And I've mentioned it to a couple of people outside of the podcast and whatnot. If I was Arsenal, there's one man I would go and spend 80 million on in the summer that would get us over the line.
Oh, don't say Harry Kane.
And he's an England international. He plays for a German team that will come top of the league.
Go on. Yeah, well, I know that is.
What do you think Spurs fans' reaction would be if in what crazy kind of world that happened?
Oh, if Harry Redknapp went to Arsenal?
Harry Kane.
Harry.
I don't want Harry Redknapp.
I'm still on the Harry Redknapp, man. So they're both Harrys. You get what I mean? Harry Kane at Arsenal.
I think a Spurs fan will try and kill him.
No, this is a hard one to answer, Clive.
And do you think he'd fit Arsenal?
Clive, if fit anyone. Honestly, if fit anyone. I mean, I can't remember his stats that I saw the other day. I think it was like 78 goals, 73 games or something like that, and 22 assists. I mean, he's smashing it wherever he goes. And he just needs a squad around him.
Super efficient.
But people talk about, if he was at Man City, he wouldn't have scored nowhere near as much as Haaland. I think that's bullshit. I think as long as he's got the players around him. Fuck, he was doing it at Tottenham when he's not even got the players around him to that quality. Should I say, Man City, Bayern Munich, yeah? And he was banging him in. Now look at him. He's banging him in left, right, and centre. The hat tricks, just to assist. Mate, he's scoring every part of his fucking body. I saw something the other day, controlling the box and did some Jackie Chan shit. The guy's just, he's just banging him in. But yeah, if he goes to Arsenal, mate, you win that league. You're going to get 30 goals from Harry Kane at Arsenal, guaranteed 30 goals. even if he picks up a knock for 2 months, he will guarantee 30 goals for you just because of the squad that you've got at the moment and the ability you've got Odegaard and stuff that can put it on the plate for him. And the pacey wingers and stuff. Like he wouldn't even need to drop back like he did at Tottenham. That's why he's banging loads more Bayern Munich, because he hasn't got even though he's been doing it.
He hasn't got to do the
defensive work as much,
and he doesn't need to drop to get involved.
He will, but then you're gonna see him ping a ball from his own half, a pinpoint perfect pass to like Martinelli, who'll put through on goal. Or Saka. It would just be mental. So yeah, if you bought him at like 80 million, 70 million, whatever it is, even if it's like a cheap one where he's in his like 34 or something, or if it's like not next season but the end of next season. Like, you know you're going to get a goal scorer, maybe not the 30 then at that point, but he's like a Teddy Sheringham. Like, he's never had the pace, but you stick him up front, he's going to be banging you goals. So I'd be pissed off. I'd be fuming as a Spurs fan because...
And just imagine it now, comes to Arsenal, win the Premier League, breaks the goal scorer, Alan Shearer's goal scorer.
I don't think he'd do that to Tottenham. I really don't think he'd do that to Tottenham. I know you've had a shitty Judas cunt in
Sol
Campbell. Yeah. decided to go elsewhere. Everything thinks he's like the best centre back ever, which he's not. Lily King was better. I know you're going to say that. I'm about to say no, it's not as achieved. Like, you didn't let me finish. I want to say it achieves as much because he fucking, you know, jumped ship.
Like,
you know, no, it's called loyalty. But I could say the same thing to you, Clive. Like, if Thierry Henry went to Barcelona and then decided to go, he won whatever he wanted to Barcelona, and then Tottenham bought him, so it put us over the edge to win the league. Arsenal fans would fucking go ape shit because there's
a slight difference in that. The Arsenal players, when they leave Arsenal, still love Arsenal.
But
and they wouldn't join Tottenham.
Harry Kane loves Tottenham. He wouldn't join Arsenal.
I think we might find out in the summer.
I don't think he'd go to Arsenal, mate. I think if he did any club, it'd be like United, maybe Chelsea.
He wouldn't go to United because they've got no chance winning the league in the next 3-4 years.
Yeah, but Harry Kane up
like
top.
If Harry Kane, even with Harry Kane up top, United are getting nowhere near still. They're getting to the top four, yeah, but they're not. And if Harry Kane comes back to the Premier League, and if it isn't the vanity for Spurs to get over the line on the goal scoring record, if that's his only ambition, then yeah, maybe United. But if he's got the ambition to still win the Premier League, there's only 3 clubs he look at, and that's City, don't need him, Haaland. Liverpool, there's a need there. I could see that. Or Arsenal.
Chelsea.
I can't see him going to Arsenal. I can't see him doing that to Tottenham. I can't see it.
It'd be funny though, wouldn't it?
Of course it would be. And it would be typical of this conversation that in a year's time or something, it's like,
on loan as well. We get him for free for a season.
No, you've got to pay his fucking wage, obviously.
But that pool of a Premier League title has got to mean more than the respect of the Spurs fans, right?
No. Because he would have left ages ago to like a bigger club. He stayed as long as he stayed there for, because he loved the club.
Couldn't worm a way out of Daniel Levy's control.
I mean, not many people can, to be fair.
No, that's very true.
So... But yeah, it's a really good question. Obviously, Spurs fans would be fuming because they feel like he's a club legend. And I feel like him leaving to Bayern hasn't affected him being a club legend. I feel like he's gone to win the trophies, which we all believe he deserves. But then to come back and then just be like, fuck Tottenham. I'll go Arsenal because I want to win that Premier League. And I get it. It's just, he wants to win. And if that is what you said, Clive, he wants to win that league, that Premier League. Then yes, you know, those clubs at the moment would be Liverpool, City, or Arsenal. They'd go to. I think it'd be perfect to Liverpool.
I don't disagree. And Liverpool are going to have to do something in the summer because the potential is they're losing Salah, Van Dijk, and Trent Alexander-Arnold.
Yeah, Jota was Arsenal. Am I seeing rumours on Jota and Arsenal?
I've seen some rumours. I mean, it'd be good just to get him away from scoring goals against Arsenal.
Yeah, and Arsenal.
He loves a headed goal against Arsenal for the shortest man on the pitch.
Yeah, he loves to fucking score. I say he loves to score. It's just he loves to score after 70 minutes because that fucker's always a sub. And he comes on and just bangs in goals. Yeah. Interesting window. We'll see where the end of the season takes us and if we sign Tell any longer or we look elsewhere. But hopefully he can do the job and we sign him.
The ideal scenario for an Arsenal fan right now is Tell comes, rips it up, Bayern Munich, like, yeah, we can't sell him, he's got to be playing next season. Oh, we've got this English guy to sell. Bosh!
Then getting rid of Kane would be stupid. The goals that he's been banging in already, and the top of the league by, what, probably nine points?
I think 8 points at the moment,
Eight points. I mean, it's looking like he's now going to win his first...
It does look that way.
First
although they play each other this weekend, Leverkusen, Bayern Munich, I think.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see.
So it could be 5 points.
Yeah.
Well, that was an interesting turn. I enjoyed that. So do we want to talk about what we predicted at the start of the season or do we want to talk about third kits? I think predictions because it will lead us into man versus AI and kind of explain why we are doing so badly because we're not very good at predicting shit.
I love that you said we.
I'm not
team effort.
Yeah, I mean, if I was good at it, I might have 30 points, but I don't. So there we go. So who's top four prediction do we want to look at first?
I think Luke's make him feel better because yours is actually quite good.
I think it actually is.
Yeah,
I will say we've all at least got one laughable position in there.
Oh, standard.
So Luke's predicted Liverpool top.
I mean,
pretty good so far.
Called it.
City second.
Yeah.
Could happen.
Yep.
Could happen. Arsenal third.
I know that hurts.
And a laughable one.
I have to put Tottenham in there. Tottenham come on. Fourth. you guys can fucking laugh as much as you want, yeah? Right. But look, me being a Spurs fan, I have to put it in there. I can't do it. I can't do it.
We know you can't, Luke. That's why you're on 7 points.
It's better than it was the week before, so we're good.
And that's very true. 1 point better.
That's it. So it's all up from now.
So Bob and Clive, four of the same teams. Different order. Bob's gone for City top, Liverpool second, Arsenal third, United fourth. Obviously, United is a laughable one. Yeah. Oh.
Jeez,
and Clive went for Arsenal top, Man City second, Liverpool third, United fourth.
United in there, fucking hell.
Yeah, United were a laughable one for me as well.
It's all because of that fucking FA Cup final. They lured me into a false sense of security.
They look good pre-season as well. I watched a couple of their games pre-season. And they did look decent. So I thought, here we go.
Yeah.
How wrong we were, Bob.
Also, Luke, talking about your predictions a minute ago and saying it's only up from here, it would be the greatest of all time if you actually ended up winning. I would love that.
It would be best comeback story of all time.
Because Arsenal are going to have more wins than Tottenham and the way it's going to go because Clive said they've got more home games. So statistically, I can't see it unless...
You can start hitting the draw, the
unless
head.
I can hit the losses. Yes, Clive, I get that. But I can't do it.
You're not going to do it. Okay.
No.
Still not. He's going to be wearing an Arsenal shirt at the end of the season.
I still not agree. I'm just saying. I still not agree.
Mitch's top four. City first.
Yeah.
Arsenal second.
I know Liverpool aren't in there.
Newcastle third.
Villa
fourth.
Oh, fucking
yeah,
hell.
But to be fair...
That's the worst one of the lot.
No, maybe I don't think it is, because if you look... Right, all of mine are in the top eight.
You didn't put Liverpool in it, did you?
No, I didn't put Liverpool. I thought they were going to struggle.
All of your teams are in the top eight, and Newcastle could potentially finish in the top four.
They're on their way up there, aren't they?
I don't think Villa can.
But the squad that they've got now, you don't think they can pick up some points?
I still think the Champions League's killing them.
That's true.
I don't think they've won a game after playing away in the Champions League.
They did. I can't remember they played. I think it was a couple of weeks ago. They did win, but right. Yeah, the majority of the time, yes, Clive, they've either lost.
They've struggled after yeah. the Champions League game. Yeah. So I just don't see them being consistent enough. Again, I think they have to play Liverpool, so hopefully they pick up a few points there. But not having Liverpool in there, Mitch, I don't think any of us predicted Liverpool to be as good as they were this season, but
I just really don't like
the rest Liverpool. Of us have put Liverpool in the top four.
I really don't like Liverpool. And I just thought, change of an era, Klopp's gone. They might have struggled.
It's the squad. That's what I looked at the beginning of the season. I was like, their squad. You might say that they ain't got the manager, but on paper, like that squad is, and the way that, what's his name, Klopp got that team working, you're not going to change that just because he's
where
left.
Where did they finish last season, in his last season?
Third, I think.
Yeah, so I mean, it's still, that's what I'm saying. When I looked into it, I was like, mate, they look really good. And Salah, he turns up, you guys are fucked. Everyone's fucked.
He's having the second best season.
That was something I didn't predict. I didn't think Salah was going to be that fucking good this season. But I really don't like Liverpool, so.
I don't like Van Dijk.
Yeah, he gets away with murder.
He's a dirty little prick.
He does get away with. Get away with a lot.
It's a brilliant.
But he is a class footballer.
Yeah.
Relegations.
Oh, yeah.
That's much better, is it?
Mitchell, we'll start with Mitchell this time. Predicted Ipswich and Southampton. Pretty good predictions.
That's a pretty good prediction, to be fair.
And then we know
the curveball, just for the laugh, I think.
Was that West Ham?
Was West Ham.
Yeah, boy.
I can remember everyone else's. I can't remember mine.
So, Bob's was Leicester, looking pretty good. Fulham, there's your curveball. And Southampton.
Yeah, it's because I really didn't want to say Ipswich. I just didn't want to say it. They're still not going down.
They are. Luke's was Forest, Ipswich.
Forest.
Well, don't laugh too much yet.
Forest,
Ipswich, and Fulham. So not so good on your relegations. You've got one most likely, but. To back Luke up,
no,
I had Forest.
I've seen that's well. What I anyway. When you go, no, fucking hell!
I mean, no one saw Forest.
No one
doing what they're doing. No one.
Me and Bob saw them not get relegated. So.
Yeah, I actually thought the second game in they're going to be second at Christmas. I knew it.
My other two teams are Southampton and Ipswich as well. So two good predictions there. Forest, yeah. Like after last season, I just thought that was going to be shocking. But no, Nuno Espirito Santos. Yeah. What manager he is. I wonder if any big clubs will come in for him at any point.
Is that a dig at Tottenham there, Clive?
Nah, not at all, mate. Not at all.
I mean, because you used the word big club, you know, normally when you're referring to Tottenham. But, mate, I told you, doesn't matter who manages Tottenham. We're cursed.
Cursed, mate.
Top goal scorers.
Did we predict that?
We did.
Oh, fuck. Did I say Salah? I hope I said Salah.
You did.
Oh, I have no idea.
Kesmo.
Oh, no.
Mitchell has. I probably went Palmer, didn't I?
Palmer.
Yeah, you know you did.
Yeah, Palmer, yeah. Any guesses who you went, Bob?
Haaland.
You did go Haaland, yeah. And so did I. So we're all in with a shout other than Mitchell because I don't think Palmer's. Is it anywhere near at the moment?
He was doing all right.
He did, and then he stopped getting penalties. So.
Yeah. They play big clubs.
What is the guy doing at the moment?
That's for you, Clive.
Thank you. And then we also did best signings other than Mitchell because he decided. Oh,
no,
he
did.
He
I did Calafiori,
didn't
he?
Yeah.
And Clive, thank you, because I said if it came down to one point, I didn't say that. If it came down to one point, right, because of him, that would be the sign of the season. And you beat Wolves 1-0 with a Calafiori goal. And if it does down to one point, that's that fucking moment.
You are putting it on a pedestal and saying, whatever they're called. So, Bob, can you remember who you said for the best signing?
Yeah.
Do you want to remind everyone else?
Nah, I don't really want to talk about it, to be honest.
Was it Falkrug?
It was. Luke, brilliant. Can you remember what you said?
Oh, fucking knows, mate. I don't. I can't remember what I even probably last week. Well, I say Bergwijn.
You did, yeah.
To me, in fairness.
No,
he's been a good sign, and the Liverpool go the Liverpool game as well, and getting this through to the next leg of the
I mean, you were still in the next leg anyway.
Well, okay, we're on the okay, fucking hell, Clive, you're such a prick sometimes. Yeah, you know what I mean. Winning the game against Liverpool 1-0 put us in a good better position. For the, well, I say better position, yeah, fucking okay. really well. But he's, I mean, in fairness, he's looked good. Don't get me wrong; he's not been like fucking superb. But he's come in and he's done a decent job. He's looked sharp, looked good. And yeah, I mean, I've not noticed other clubs in terms of new signings that have come in and done an amazing job. But for him, I think he's done all right.
And I said Smith Rowe for Fulham, and he's had an okay season, a few injuries.
Yeah,
so not
you know he does though.
Not setting the world alight.
In answer to your question, Mitchell, about the top goal scorers at the moment,
he's fifth.
So Mo Salah is top with 21, Haaland second with 19, and then joint third is Chris Wood and Isak with 17.
Fucking banging them in this season,
having a good season.
No,
I don't know if any of us could really call who the signing of the season is so far, but I couldn't say who I think it is at the moment.
No, I don't think anyone's really stood out. I mean, we could always say our own players that we've been watching, but like, yeah, I think none of them's actually been, yeah, superb, have they? That's gonna.
I think if there was a points-based system in our predictions, as much as you all laughed at me, I think I would be sitting top because of the range of where all the teams are. You've all got massive outliers. Mine are all within touching distance, including West Ham in the relegation.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah, I knew it was as well. Fucking prick.
I think I win that.
There's no winning or losing this one, Mitchell. No, it's just a discussion, mate.
No. I win this discussion.
You do not.
Thank you very much.
You do not.
London is blue.
It's out the FA Cup. So Man versus AI, and then we can call it a wrap. Man
versus AI. Oh fuck AI.
Yeah. Well, no. To be honest with you, Luke, right? It fuck you, because if you had done some proper predictions, I don't think AI would be so far ahead.
Dear. You know what, Rachel?
It's all your fault, mate.
It's fucked Tottenham. It's not my fault.
Yeah, fucked Tottenham.
I'm backing my team to win games, all right? That's not my fault they keep losing.
Maybe it is. Maybe you're the bad luck.
Maybe. I've tried not watching the game and we're still losing. I don't know what I could do.
Don't be a Spurs fan.
Well, okay, that's not going to happen.
Support Arsenal. You're going to wear a top at the end of the season?
That would never happen.
What, wearing the top?
It could well happen.
That's definitely going to happen.
No, that's never going to happen. Never. No.
Yeah.
Oh, right, it's doing its thing. So, I've got the predictions from the... we did last round predictions, didn't we, and results. I can't remember.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, so everyone is aware of the points. I'll do a little recap of the actual table, though. So AI is on 72 points. Humans on 53 points.
Maybe not that far Luke behind.
Fucking Luke.
19 fucking points.
This is quite a big one.
Mitchell is top on 16 points. Clive and Bob on 15 points. Luke Jaw on 7 points.
Am I that far off? Hey, no, just
everyone's got over double your points, but sure, you're not far off.
Yeah, not far off.
Right, I think Chelsea played Brighton on Friday night. So, Mitchell, away to Brighton, what is your prediction?
We normally do pretty good against Brighton.
Other than the FA Cup.
but that's the thing, right? You always bounce back, didn't you? So, in the same way,
do you?
Didn't you?
You've been watching Tottenham, right?
You beat Newcastle in the league, right? You beat Newcastle in the league, and then they beat you in the cup.
No.
I'm sure it
no,
is.
No. Newcastle has won anyone in the league this season so far.
Oh, did they, Clive? Did they?
Yeah, we can't beat Newcastle.
That's a shame.
Are we just going to call this episode shit analogies? Because every single one's been incorrect so far.
I mean, yeah. I got there eventually.
We're going Chelsea 2-1.
Yeah. You're going Chelsea 2-1, sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, that's just... Chelsea win 2-1.
I don't even want to predict Tottenham. I fucking don't want to.
I think Arsenal are the next game. I think they're the early kickoff on Saturday. We're away to Leicester. I'm going big balls. I'm going to 4-0 win.
Oh, Clive, do 4-1.
Nope, 4-0.
Vardy will score against you.
Nope, 4-0.
If it's 4-1, I don't know. You owe me a BFC.
Or are you a beer, not a BFC? There's only one BFC bet going on at what time in here. Thank you very much. West Ham, Brentford, Bob.
You're at Brentford home? Brentford have not been very good away this season, have they? So I'm going to go 2-0 West Ham.
I wanted you to say they're flat.
Oh, they are flat.
Bring it back, Bob.
So flat.
2-0 West Ham win.
And a West Ham player.
That is so a big, flat. Big one. And
thank
Luke.
You again. I don't know why you keep complimenting me.
Tottenham at home to United.
And it's a bottom mid-table clash, isn't it?
It's a relegation battle.
It is a relegation battle.
6-pointer.
I mean, we smashed them away, but it's Tottenham.
And that's when they had 10 half.
Not that it's made any much improvement.
No.
Both managers are playing similar tactics at the moment. Do you know what's going to happen? I want to say 2-2.
What? He's going for a draw at home?
I want to say 2-2. But I feel like
you
we should be beating.
You want to say or are you going to say?
Oh, fuck. I'm going to say 3-2 Tottenham.
Fucking hell. Where are you getting the 3 goals from?
I'm getting 3 goals, mate. We're getting 3 goals.
Score an hat trick.
Yeah.
Oh my God, if it is 3-2, I don't know.
I'm going 3-2 Tottenham.
It's locked in. It's down. Right, so AI. Mitchell. Do sound effect.
Oh, sorry. Beep, boop, boop, beep.
Thank you. As predicted. What did you predict for Chelsea-Brighton?
It depends what
you predicted 2-1. AI has also predicted a 2-1 win.
Of course it has.
Chelsea aims to avenge their recent FA Cup exit at the hands of Brighton. Despite the Seagulls' confidence from the victory, Chelsea's superior squad depth and motivation to rebound to make them slight favourites. Brighton's attacking style may leave them vulnerable to Chelsea's counter-attacks. It is what you said. You
like
bounce
AI's
back after... I'm not so sure about that. But... So it's gone for the same result. So Mitchell is not gaining any points on AI. He's against the humans this week. Leicester, Arsenal. Arsenal, a 2-0 win. Arsenal currently second in the Premier League. It boasts a strong away record. Leicester struggling in the relegation zone. It's found goals hard to come by. At home, the Gunners' solid defence and potent attack should secure them a comfortable win. 0-2. Put that in the old spreadsheet. Oh, what have I done there? Well, that's not good. I might have broke the spreadsheet.
Who breaks spreadsheets?
Did you go into the calculator, do not touch?
No, I'm not ever going to touch that.
Okay.
It tells me not to touch it, so I'm not touching it.
Did you check your expenses after you come back, by the way, Clive?
Not yet, no.
Oh, okay. Please check.
Roger. West Ham, Brentford, it has gone for a 1-1 draw. Rationale, both teams have shown inconsistencies this season. West Ham's home advantage may be offset by Brentford's resilience. A draw seems likely, reflecting their closely matched capabilities. I mean, it's actually being okay this week.
Yeah.
Old AI. What's going on?
It's had a little upgrade,
here?
Isn't it?
Tottenham versus Manchester United. This is the one. This is the one. Tottenham 1, Manchester United 2.
Well, they fuck off, AI. The
fuck don't be offended. You could make some points here, mate. Like, don't be too offended.
No, I'm being offended because how dare you? After we smashed them away from home, and fuck off, AI.
Rationale. Manchester United's recent form has been impressive, has it?
Win-loss.
Yes, I suppose that is impressive for them this season. Yeah. Key players delivering strong performances. Tottenham, while formidable at home, are they? may struggle against United's dynamic attack. The Red Devils are poised to edge this encounter.
Are you sure you didn't just go on like a Pornhub thing?
Watch Spurs get fucked this season.
Oh yeah, pretty much, mate. They're fucking, they're the only one getting edgy, not. Oh dear, I hate football. Clive. Mate, I'm not watching football.
Clive.
Yes, Bob.
Check your expenses.
You want me to check them now?
Yes, please.
Okay, all right, hold fire, boys.
We're checking expenses. Where do we go?
Costs. It's on the OneDrive that you don't have access to.
Oh.
Amount 3,000. Yeah, inserted as fair play. So, just for everyone else, he's put expense category dildo description big old dildo vendor love honey cost. £3,000.
Fucking hell. What's it made payment of fucking method, gold?
Payment method. RH credit card. Status. Inserted. Very good, Bob. Very good.
Yeah, brilliant.
I did laugh when you said, oh, I've added something to the expenses when I got back from holiday. Yeah, just not checked.
Yeah. It's a legitimate expense, by the way, so I do expect that back at some point. Thank you.
When we start making some money.
Yeah, come on, fucking come on. People that listen to this, spread the word and stuff. We don't want to be fucking working normal jobs. Fuck that shit. Don't fucking make us famous now.
So wow. we got to start playing on the social media, but that's a discussion down the line in the next couple of weeks. Right, I think that's a wrap. An hour and 2 minutes.
That's lovely. That is.
We've ticked the boxes. We'll be back next week.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Oh, that's very nice of you.
That's it. Like, just trying to be polite. You know, after Bob just calling everyone out, I was just trying to be polite.
Luke's sign-offs are just unmatched.
Follow us on X. London is with one of the O's as a zero, as Bob would say.
You can also go to XXX if you want.
Yeah. He's good. We all know what Luke's doing when we finish this tomorrow.